Hi guys, welcome to our Because Why podcast episode 14. We are up at our Liberty Township PAL YMCA up here on this beautiful October day. I'm Lauren and I'm here with my co-host Allison.
Hi everyone.
We have two very special guests. We have Whitney. So she is a graduate of our Live Strong at the YMCA program that we have been really talking about all month. Mm-hmm. And this week is kind of our give week. And we're very excited to talk about why it's so important to give to this program that is at no cost to people that get to take it. And then we have Andrea. And Andrea is our chronic disease director?
Director of Community Wellness.
Director of Community Wellness. And you've been doing Live Strong for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. So she is a Live Strong coach. And she is kind of all involved with the Live Strong program here at the Liberty Township PAL YMCA. So we're so excited to have you guys here today.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for taking the time to hang out with us.
And Whitney is actually friends with one of our coworkers back at our Metro office. Another Allison also with one L, not two like me. So not only is
the
Whitney,
right way.
Don't start fighting about that.
So thank you, Allison, for getting us connected.
Yes.
And thank you both for being here.
Yeah, and we literally just pulled Andrea in 5 minutes ago and said, you're going to be on this with us.
We
and she's like, great.
We need a coach perspective, too. So
thank you for rolling with the punches and doing this with us. But, okay, so before we get started, Whitney, are you okay with telling us about your story with cancer, your diagnosis?
Absolutely not.
And then...
Okay, well, we're going to say goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I'm a school teacher, and I had a really bad cold for like 3 weeks in a row, and it just wouldn't go away, so I realized I needed to go to urgent care, and my lymph node over the weekend just exploded. I woke up, and it felt like I had a tangerine in my arm.
Oh, my gosh.
So it happened to be spring break. We had it removed, got a biopsy back, and I actually had Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that was several oncologists. They all said it's 100% curable, not just treatable. So it was
amazing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate in that way. So, but I'm an outlier. The cancer that I had stops at age like 25 and then picks up again at like 55.
Interesting.
And I got it at 37.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
So you're just unique.
I am.
You're extra special.
An extra special. And just the way that you want to be.
Yeah, really.
So, and then you went through treatments and chemo.
12 rounds of chemo. And actually coming up on the 16th will be my 1 year anniversary of being
cancer free.
Congratulations.
And do they consider you cured? Or are you still like considered in remission?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes. After 5 years,
you'll be
cured.
That's so amazing.
Almost 1 year down. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Time is slow.
Yes.
Time really
Well, I remember when Allison first had told you about, told us about you and was like, I can't believe this, my friend. And then she was like, oh my God, she's great. Like, there's no signs moving forward.
Yeah.
So we've heard a little bit from
we
her.
We kind of feel like
story.
We went through this with you, even though you might not have known.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm glad to have the support.
Yes. We were supporting you from behind the scenes for sure.
Yes.
But, and then did Allison, is she the one that told you about this program?
Yes, and actually the first time I heard about it, I was still in treatment, and my oncologist said, no, do not do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, but I want to.
So
as soon as I was out, then I was able to do it in the spring.
Because you have to get the clearance from the doctors before you're able
yes.
to fully participate.
Yes.
He said it would be great for me to work out, I should be active, but being around other people and in a gym environment was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Or contracting germs and infections. So that was the reason he wanted me to wait.
Yeah.
True.
And we do have some people that do it during their chemo or their radiation or their treatment, just depending on that kind of situational thing and immune systems and all of that. But tell us about your journey with Live Strong. What did you think it was going to be like maybe before you signed up? And then what was it actually like? And how did your expectations like meet or exceed what you thought, or what actually happened?
I don't really know that I had an expectation going into it. I figured we'd be working out, but I did not anticipate the support and camaraderie of the group fitness and the journey of going through this with. Our group happened to all be women, and it was just awesome.
I think it's one of those things, and we've talked about this before with cancer survivors, that you know, your family can be super supportive and your friends can be super supportive, and that's all really important, but it's really hard to go through this with people that really don't have any idea what you're actually going through. Like, they can empathize and support you as much as they possibly can, but to actually have a group of people that, even though your cancers are different, your situations are different, your lives are different, to know that you're kind of going through the same thing, similar thing. It's kind of a very unique club that nobody really wants to be in.
Yeah.
But it's so great to have and have the support of people. So can you talk to us a little bit about what that meant?
And I also want to know about this Hot Whitney.
Yeah. Can we talk about that,
too? So right before we started recording, a friend stopped in with Andrea to say hello.
And that's when Andrea got roped in.
Yeah, and she said, oh, my gosh, it's hot Whitney. And I'm like, okay, no, we're talking about
And a tutu. Something about a tutu.
Oh, yes.
So we need to talk about all that, too.
Okay. Yes.
But, like, let's talk about what the support of these women meant to you and still means to you because you're still friends with them.
Yeah, we have a text group, and we're always talking and supporting each other. People are still going through treatments and having scans, so we're still all connected. It made all the difference. I was very fortunate in that I knew the cancer wasn't going to kill me. Mm-hmm. I was going to live. So I had that off my plate.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to have somewhere with other people that were positive and more survivors, it like you said, there's no group to find that. And when you're going through chemo and you're meeting people in treatment, it's not always, they don't always have great outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a group of people who were on a trajectory in the same way and shared experiences.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. We've heard so many great things about how it's life-changing. Andrea, as a coach, how have you seen this change people's lives and how has it changed yours?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, so one of the beautiful things about this program is, I mean, everyone has mentioned that it is a group where you find support, but it is not a support group. So I think the dynamic of the group is really beautiful because everyone comes in with really different stories. You know, there is a common, the common thread that brings everyone together, which is their diagnosis. But like Whitney said, you know, a diagnosis means different things to different people depending on what it is and, you know, the treatment and the age. So that gets them there, but then, you know, from the time that the program starts at day one through, you know, that 12th week, it's trying new things together. It's like being miserable on a cycling bike together. you know, standing in the back row of the Zumba class and tripping over your feet together. The program is a holistic program. So it's social, emotional, physical. So, you know, the program is focused around four markers that we test at the beginning and end of the program, which is strength, flexibility, balance, and endurance. So from the medical side of it, we have a lot of support from the medical community because they see the effects of treatment on each person's body, and they know that having support and guidance while they work on those things is really going to make all the difference mm-hmm. in them feeling more independent and more like themselves. Because once treatment is over, There isn't an in-between phase that gets someone from treatment being over into resuming.
Yeah, just like back to the regular life.
Like, okay,
like
you're done. See ya. See you later.
Ring the bell. Congratulations. Everyone's so excited.
Because, and you're so used to being
supported
like,
in that
yes,
environment.
And having doctors with you and nurses with you at all these points in time. And then, okay, you're done. And then that kind of just like drops off. And you're like, well, wait, I got so used to like.
How do I get back into whatever normal
what do I do
means
now?
Yeah.
So returning to life pre-diagnosis isn't always, you know, an option.
Yeah.
But then resuming life as normal after diagnosis, you know, it just, there is a disconnect. So working on that social, emotional, physical pieces all together mm-hmm. is really special. Mm-hmm. So everyone, we have people come to our program who are still in treatment, who are finishing up treatment, who their social worker, their nurse practitioner, their radiologist is being like, hey, I have something that I think you'd love. We also have people who find out about the program through word of mouth from their friends who they might be 5 years, mm-hmm. you know, or even 10 years removed from treatment. But even for them, you know, being so far removed from treatment, it's if they haven't ever been a part of something to help them regain their strength and their balance and their endurance, you know, there's still a lot of value and benefit
mm-hmm.
in that.
Yeah.
And then Whitney, Hot Whitney.
Let's talk about this.
I love that, by the
so
way.
So one of the really fun things about the program and trying new things together and like having the camaraderie and the friendships is all of the new experiences and the personalities that come together. So each class that goes through the 12 weeks together is always like a really great bond of souls who come together and grow together and leave together. But Whitney's class was really exceptional because there were so many big, joyful, happy, exciting, like all of the personality types that you would want to be around if you're trying to build all of these things. They all had. And I was in the lobby one day and someone comes in a grass skirt and all of these things. There was the shells, right? The shell.
Like a little Hawaiian
yes,
style.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
She was wearing the shells across her chest and she was carrying tiki torches.
And a pineapple.
And a pineapple.
Like a straw.
Yeah, like in.
That
I
sounds
like,
great.
I was like, did I just get transported to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, like that's where I am.
You know, and I can tell you, and all the time I've been at the Y, that's the first time I've ever seen that.
And you've seen a lot. I'm sure in all the time you've been at the Y, you've seen lots of different things.
So that particular day, we were doing surf set. So since we were surfing, Whitney came ready to rock and roll.
I love that.
I love a good theme party.
Well, you rocked it from what I'm hearing. That's
yes.
amazing.
I love that.
There may be photographic evidence.
We are going to
so
need
we're gonna
that.
We're going to find the photo and we will post
we
it.
We need to post that on Facebook.
with our Facebook and on our website.
Yes.
We're going to get
yes.
that from you for sure.
So that's where Hot Whitney came from.
Well, so Hot Whitney came from the very beginning of the program when we were doing introductions.
Yes. When I was a first-year teacher, and I was meeting all the staff members, one of the teachers said, I'm Gretchen, and I'm Hot Gretchen, because there's two of them. And I go, oh, there's two Whitneys. That must make me Hot Whitney. And we were kindred spirits from that time on.
I love
and
that.
So I have a very shy personality.
Yeah, we can tell. I don't know if it comes through, but
I don't
yeah.
really like to stand out. So when we were putting our names on our name tag for the first day, I wrote Hot Whitney because...
Why not?
I love that.
Because you're Hot Whitney.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it set the tone.
and then she showed up in a grass skirt. What other antics did Whitney pull? Now I want to know.
Yeah, tell us some other stories. Oh, I don't know antics. Like, that was probably the most photographic, exciting outlier.
Yeah.
I just think there were always, like,
something.
There are always stories. Every class there was
yes.
a story.
Yes.
Just because everyone came and, I don't know, you know, put their fears and their worries and kind of their hesitations about fitness and exercise and trying new things.
I think what was so great is from the initial start, such a safe space was created.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody felt like they could take risks, that they could try things.
Yeah.
We were all pushed way out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
And it was a safe space to do that.
What did you find that you, so you hated cycling, maybe didn't love Zumba.
Oh, I love
You love Zumba. Okay, good. Like, what did you find that you loved? Like, that you maybe had no idea that you liked before?
Body pump.
Oh. And Lauren's a
I'm
teacher.
An instructor,
I don't know.
So
yeah. Yeah.
I'm biased, but it is a great program.
I was the only one that liked it.
That's okay,
That's
though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about LiveStrong is that it's, and for anybody that doesn't know LiveStrong, it's 12 weeks. It's twice a week for 90 minutes each time, and it's completely at no cost to the participant, and their families also get a membership, and they can come whenever they want during those 12 weeks, and you try tons of different stuff. So if there's a program, if there's a class that they offer, Andrea, make sure that you try it or whatever branch that you're at. And it really is about, like, trying new things, learning new things, building strength, getting to know the fitness equipment on the fitness floor, learning strength machines, finding your balance. There's so many different things that you can experience that you otherwise maybe never would have ever tried. But body pump is one of my personal favorites. But cycling's my other, so.
It's funny that, liked one and
I'm also a cycling instructor,
other.
So.
Yeah.
What else did you find that you... Loved that
he
you
likes
no
Tabata.
Idea. Tabata's cool. I love Tabata.
I loved water aerobics.
I love anything in the water too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. And is this any of this stuff you would have tried on your own?
I don't think I would have done body pump. No. Mm-hmm. The idea of doing weights is always intimidating.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So mm-hmm. yeah. Especially when we don't have any strength.
That's true.
And building that back up. But body pump's such a great way to do that because it starts
with light.
It's a great
intro to weightlifting.
Lightweight,
yeah.
lots of reps,
mm-hmm.
and able to do as light or as much weight as you want. So it's a really good way to start with strength. So do you still do body pump? Do you still come and take it?
I should, but I'm nodding.
Well, now we're going to get her back into it.
Yeah.
Now you've said
we'll
it live.
Yes.
Feel guilty.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about the program?
everything.
Yeah.
It really gave me something to look forward to do 2 days a week. It was really motivating and started to give me my life back.
Mm-hmm.
I just really liked having a place to go and the group we were with and trying something new.
Yeah. What would you say your favorite part is?
Well, it's really special for me because I get to see everyone from where they began with those initial phone calls and the initial intakes. I actually remember when Whitney and I first communicated the first time when her doctor's like, I remember like, hey, Whitney, we're getting ready to start our program, you know, what's your availability? What are you thinking? And I remember hearing back from Whitney that her doctor was like X-naying participation and it all made sense. But at the same time, when you support the program, you really want to support each person too.
Yeah.
And you know what the program gives each person.
Yeah.
So it's like having it not work with someone's schedule. It's like, you know, you really want to just kind of bend over backwards
for
to
everybody.
Make it work for everyone. So I think my favorite part are probably the graduations at the end of each 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So we start together, we go through 12 weeks together, and then at the end of every 12 weeks, at all of the associations, all of the branches that offer Live Strong, each class ends with a graduation, which is a big party.
Yep.
As
it should be.
Celebration.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. And at the graduations, we recognize each person who goes through the program, and it's also an opportunity to meet everyone's families. You know, everyone brings their family. You know, and it's always really fun to see from our loved ones, like, the impact of the program.
Mm-hmm.
So having those who are at home who aren't coming every day to be like, this is the difference I saw in
yeah.
my husband or my wife. You know, this was pre-Livestrong, but, you know, this program kind of gave me my person back. And it kind of helped light a fire in them that, you know, that we had kind of lost for a while. So just kind of hearing all of those stories and each person kind of sharing their own impact story about what their experience was. And I love that everyone kind of has a different takeaway. Sometimes it's those pre and post assessments, you know, those strength numbers and how much we're able to leg press or chest press or our balance or our endurance test, how many laps were we able to walk? Sometimes it's those numbers that's really kind of, you know, baffling.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's the emotional piece of, you know, I feel happy again and I feel confident again and I'm making plans outside of, you know, my set schedule, you know, and spending time with people and just kind of feeling like myself.
Yeah,
so that's what I love. I love seeing the journey and I love being a part of a journey and I'm so honored to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Because it really is a position where, you know, it's really special to have people trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like you said, Whitney, you know, having a safe space is just as important as having a space.
Yeah.
So, like having a space created for you is not the same as having a safe one.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
And kind of going back to like what the impact of the program is, you know, those support groups that are available are really important, but having a support group that's dynamic, you know, it's not sitting around and it's not talking about cancer. It's experiencing life together.
Yes.
As a survivor.
Yes.
So that support, like, you know, what you mentioned, you know, I have like the support group, a group who supports me now. It's just a really different dynamic to just kind of go out there and like explore and adventure and, you know, like we did hikes outside.
So that was so fun.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day to hike outside.
Oh, yeah.
Did your husband notice like a difference in you?
Mm-hmm.
What did he think about like before and after and the difference?
Ooh, we should call him and ask.
Phone a friend.
I just think it made me so much more active. You don't realize how sedentary you get, and it takes so long to rebuild your energy.
Yeah.
Just getting more and more like myself every day.
Yeah. And him getting to like see that and see you kind of come back to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's hard as a spouse watching your spouse go through this and like you have no control over
you.
No
way to understand, you know, what that person is going through or like what they need and that's a whole other.
Mm-hmm. And I think as like a loved one who is, you know, your moral support and your like daily support, I think we really kind of fall into this position of wanting to nurture the person and keep them safe and, you know, just really kind of be that peaceful person for them. So that person is also not going to be the person who pushes them out of their
forces you to get out.
True.
Yes.
You know,
true. Yes.
So having, you know, a completely different set of support people who are those ones who are saying, oh, you can't stop yet because there's 10 minutes left five more reps.
Or you don't like this? Well, we're going to try it anyway.
Yeah, you're getting through the one class and then you never have to do it again.
Yeah.
It's totally okay.
Yeah. So, you know, the dynamic that we have with everyone, you know, it's a position where we can be that.
Yeah.
So not putting that responsibility on our loved one too. You know, even though our loved one might see that, oh, well, you know, like our energy isn't what it used to be, or interest in, you know, exercising isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
That person is also not going to be the person to say, hey, let's go for a run, or let's go take this new class together.
Yeah.
So just kind of realizing that, like, when we're healing and getting back, you know, knowing that having a lot of different types of support in our life is important.
Super important. Have all the different ones. Mm-hmm. Whitney, what would you say to somebody that is thinking about doing this program or is thinking about doing this? And they might be hesitating to do it.
There's no harm in trying it.
Yeah.
I know that our group was very dynamic. But I think no matter what kind of personality you have or where you are in your journey, it will be a good fit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You try so many different things. I don't think anybody in our group had a bad day while we were there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, everyone came back. So
every time, right?
You must have liked it. Yeah, yeah. And you're still very close with the women you went through your class with. Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We're special. I mean, I don't know. I think we're special.
You are special.
You're all special.
You are special.
Yes. But we've heard that from a few different participants that, you know, there's different ones that still, they'll like go to Hocking Hills together, mm-hmm. or they all go to lunch together once a month, or mm-hmm. they still kind of really keep that bond, because it's just, not only is cancer something that not everybody understands going through, but then this program, going through this together, it's like a group that'll never be the same mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get to go through that together. And that's a special experience that mm-hmm. only you guys uniquely got to experience mm-hmm. together. And it's like a bond that never
it's
goes
very
away.
Special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard when you're sick or coming out of being sick to know what to do, where to get back into a routine.
Yeah.
It's a really good place to start.
Yeah. How's it been since graduation? Do you still come in and work out? We can digress past that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Next question. But that's okay. You know, everyone has to do what they feel like they want to do. And it's part of just a journey overall. Sometimes you're really in it and super motivated. And other times it might drop off a little bit. And I think that's like completely normal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. From a health and fitness perspective.
I'm very grateful for the experience.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Andrea, can you tell us quickly just about the program itself? So we know that it's 12 weeks. We know that it's offered at no cost. But can you talk a little bit about, like, intake, what intake means?
Yeah.
And then kind of how you guys, there's kind of, like, markers at the beginning, markers at the end, and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
So Livestrong is offered at each of the YMCA locations around Central Ohio twice per year. Mm-hmm. So when we do the breakdown of that, it's usually starting in the spring around March or April, and then in the fall around September or October. And it's 12 weeks. So when we have a referral, so sometimes that's a survivor calling us because there's a doctor's referral. Sometimes it's a doctor's office calling us and giving us the name of someone. A lot of times it's word of mouth, so it's just friends sharing the program with one another and kind of recruiting other people to go through the program with them. We do have a lot of members here at the Y, so anytime we're getting ready to start a program, we do promote it internally. Mm-hmm. So we always put the word out there, you know, and cancer is something that, you know, we all know someone, we're all affected.
Yeah. 40% of people of the population will get cancer at some point mm-hmm. in their lifetime. Like, that's almost one
huge.
In every two
yeah,
people. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So friends, neighbors, family
yeah.
members, people that we go to church with, work with. So, and then once we hear from each person, then we kind of start putting together our class. And the first step is always an intake. So that is a one-on-one meeting with each person, and then as many of the coaches, the Livestrong coaches who are available, come to do that intake. So that way it's an initial meeting where we can just like share our stories. So we share our stories about the program, but then each person can kind of share the story of their diagnosis and their treatment and, you know, what it's been like for them, what brought them to the Y, and then also what they'd like to get out of the program. So it's very personal for each person.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that also makes it really special, is that there really is a lot of time invested before the program ever begins to get to know the person. Because before we can do all these crazy things, you know, we need to know what makes everyone tick, and what are their passions, or what are their reservations, or, you know, what are their fears? Because we really want to make sure that we can create a safe space for them to try new things, but, you know, not turn anyone away or not turn anyone off by maybe being a little too crazy.
Yeah.
I did not show up in a whole skirt the first week.
Was it week two?
Once we get through the intakes and we've picked our day and time, the days and times that we're going to meet, the first week is always assessment. So we test for strength, flexibility, balance, endurance. They're very basic fitness tests. There aren't ever any expectations on the performance of those tests. It really is just to get a baseline on where we're starting. And sometimes, you know, we'll kind of get to those fitness assessments, and someone, you know, may have to skip one of them for, you know, any reason. You know, we might have a restriction on how much weight we can lift with our upper body, or maybe we're rehabbing something. So those assessments, you know, it's not going to make or break anyone's participation. It's just to get a baseline. Sometimes we have to skip them, but then we do them again at the end of the 12 weeks. And they're always really powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't, so those moves that we do when we do the assessments, they aren't moves that we typically do. They aren't exercises that we typically do throughout the 12 weeks. We do a lot of different things to work on our lower body strength and our upper body strength and our flexibility. You know, we're trying yoga, we're getting in the water, we're stretching at the beginning and end of each class.
Yeah.
We do a warm up at the end of each class. So everyone arrives and, you know, we do 15, 20 minutes on the fitness floor, just getting warmed up. We learn a lot about the equipment on the fitness floor, so each person feels really confident walking out, because that is our hope, that the community that they find in the Livestrong program, that they find in the Y.
Yeah.
Because we want to be a part of each person's journey throughout the Livestrong program, but it's really great having them in the Y, you know,
after.
Beyond that.
Yes, yes, and still be a part of it. And we have a lot of people that we've interviewed with Livestrong that are like, I still come and get on the treadmill every day, or I come take a class or whatever, and they're still very involved with the Y.
What would you say the biggest growth that you see in participants is like, or an example of that?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, you got a good story. What's your, like, favorite story of growth or perseverance? Or,
you know, each person's story, I think to choose one, you know, even, I don't know if I could choose one, because I really feel like each person's story is really, really amazing.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what the numbers on a paper are,
yeah,
anything. I think that the 12 weeks that we spend together. Okay, so there is one story.
There's always one that kind of sticks out. Like,
there is one. So we try lots of different things, and not everyone is always comfortable with the class formats. And one time we tried a laughter yoga class, and we had someone who walked out of laughter yoga. So if you've never tried laughter yoga,
I've never tried.
Yeah. It's not some, did you guys do laughter yoga? So,
I'm intrigued.
We have a really phenomenal woman who does laughter yoga, and it's yoga, it's laughter. So it's cued laughter. So laughing with your belly, high pitched laughing, like
I
playing
love
games.
Interesting.
And it's yoga because of they call it pranayama, like the diaphragmatic breathing, the different breaths that we have to take, the way it oxygenates our body, the serotonin, the different chemical things that happen in our body when we are joyful and when we are laughter. Our body doesn't know if it's forced laughter.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
But once you get going, you know, even though it feels really uncomfortable at first, like everyone does genuinely begin to laugh because it is so silly.
Yeah.
So we had someone walk out, and we were very like worried that, oh goodness, you know, it was maybe not the right class format choice. But then once we got to graduation, that gentleman's family shared The story, so he would always go home after the Livshong program and, you know, tell them about what they did. And he went home and shared with them that they tried laughter yoga and he didn't stay for it. But they all laughed so hard telling the story of how much he disliked laughter yoga. But the laughter that they all had in telling that story, it was really ironic. So even trying things that we don't enjoy or that we don't want to do or even that we don't stay for. So like seeing that piece at the end of the 12 weeks, that there was a lot
That's
of joy
awesome.
That came from trying
that
thing
that he hated.
So you never know what to expect. So I think that's the great thing about the program is you just come and, you know, you put your game face
just try.
On
just put yourself
just
out there.
It.
Just put yourself out there.
And even the things that you don't enjoy, you gain something from. So
at least a good laugh.
Yeah.
If all else fails, a good laugh with laughter yoga.
Yeah, now I want to try this.
I do too. That's so interesting. We'll talk more
after.
Yeah,
it's crazy once you when you laugh and like you're cracking up laughing
yes.
and then you stop, like how good you feel. Like you
yes.
feel so much lighter and happier. So I can totally see that like coming
yeah.
into a fitness environment
yeah.
and
well,
getting
in a cancer environment.
Because
you know, they talk all about like how important
mm-hmm.
having a positive attitude is and that, you know, especially if you have a really grim diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
how hard that can be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure even just laughing, whether it's forced or not,
mm-hmm.
positively actually impacts your body,
mm-hmm.
not just your mind.
Mind
and, yeah.
Both, all of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You
Should
know,
we ask our favorite?
Let's do it.
Favorite question.
I'll let you ask.
So we this question we ask all of our participants that we have on the podcast
yep.
with us. So the question is fill in the blank at the end of the sentence. So if not for the YMCA.
Or live strong at the
or
YMCA.
Or live strong at the YMCA.
If not for live strong at the
yeah.
YMCA.
I would not be where I am today. I would not be happy and healthy and as positive as I was. Am.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Was and am.
Was and yeah.
Love that.
Andrea?
Well, if not for Livestrong, I think our community would really be missing a really important piece of healing after a cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How many Livestrongs have you done?
I've been with the Y for 5 years. We do 2 a year. So that's
10.
That's yeah,
awesome.
At least 10.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So cool.
Well, we appreciate you guys taking the time to come and hang out with
yes,
us today.
And for your openness and vulnerability.
Yes,
and
willing to share for just getting thrown into
yes.
this and doing it anyway.
Yes.
We appreciate you, Andrea.
Yes.
But you can learn more about Livestrong at the YMCA if you go to ymcaclimas.org/Livestrong. We have 2 events this week. If you're in the Grove City area, we have Ride Strong. It's a cycling event, 4 hours of cycling. Yours truly will be there at 8 a.m. if you want to join us. And then we have Gahanna Strong, which is a 5K, which will also be on Saturday. So different sides of town if you want to join. Still room. And then we are fundraising for the rest of the week. You can also volunteer your time. There's so many different ways that you can get involved in this amazing program. So please go to ymcaclimas.org/Livestrong.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.